Blog Talk Radio.
Since then, the last time I preached it was in King's Temple Revival Center, way back in 1984. Amen. So the title of our message, amen, and this is a word for the church, because if we ever get to the point where the pastor always saying, praise God, praise God, she ain't tired yet. Yes, she's tired, but she understands that if I don't praise God, I will be defeated. If I don't, if I get tired of praising him, if I don't glorify him, I'm going to miss my place in God. There's a place in God that we all need to go, and praises will get you there. This is a daily thing. This is not something we do all the time. Okay, I'm going to praise God for my week now. I'm good. No, it's not. This is an everyday thing. This is a lifetime thing. Glorifying the Father. Amen. So when I tell people to praise God from their gut, every time I'm saying thank you, Jesus, you're making me tired. If you begin to get in here when it hurts you and you feel that the praise goes, hallelujah, glory to God, David say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. When you begin to yell that praise out, my God, give it about 3 or 4 times, you ain't thinking about who's around you. All of a sudden, you get to another level in God. But I understand. I've seen, you know, that some people are real dignified and stuff, and we'll see where dignity gets you outside of praise. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And so, praises will get you from Grover Street to Blessing Boulevard. Ask yourself the question, where am I living now? Have I moved to Blessing Boulevard, or am I still on Grover? Anybody ask the question? Ask yourself, go ahead. Have I moved to Blessing Boulevard, or am I still on Grover Street? However, some of y'all still on Grover Street. Huh? Amen. So praises give you a new address. It moves you, glory to God, from lying on people and talking about people and smiling at people's faces to joy, rejoicing, and loving them in spite of themselves. Loving them in spite of what they said or what they did. And all the blessings flow to you. And guess what? You pointed out to them what they lying back by themselves. Amen. It moves you from Grumble Street to complaining about everything. Some people ain't never satisfied with nothing. I don't care what it is. You give them a $1 million. They should have made $1 million at once. I think I deserve that. Never satisfied. $1 million? Don't bring it to me. I'm coming for it. You keep the change. Hello. But some people ain't satisfied. That's what they say. Y'all don't care what you do for them. You haven't done enough. And I don't care what you give them. It's not enough. Just grumble, grumble, grumble. I can do it better. Why did they choose to do it that way? Get a raise on your job. They give you the 50%. What's 50% more than you had the day before? Come on. But we're never satisfied with nothing. The Bible says that God said in the Word, amen, if you be faithful over a few things, you'll make your fruit over much. You're trying to get the much. You ain't even faithful. Amen, but that's somebody else. That ain't none of us. There is a power in praising God. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks unto his name. The fruit of our lips continually praising, giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips continually giving praise and thanking him. Thanks. I was talking to my girls back there about prayer. That was our Sunday school this morning. I don't teach them from the book anymore. They need to talk. So we do talking. Amen. We talk about stuff. And we went over prayer. Glory to God. Amen. And I was telling them about praise and how you have to open your mouth and praise God. He's listening. Glory to God. The things you say. Jesus said, whatever is in you is coming out of your mouth. Now, if it's in you and it's there in your heart, God ain't giving you no praise. I don't know what's in there. Your witness is what you testify. Glory to God. And if you're a praiser of God, you are continually praising him. The fruit is coming from your lips. Prayer and praise are the wings of spiritual power. Wow. Amen. Glory to God. Sing on that one. That's a praise right there. Look, go ahead on. Praise God. Amen. Prayer and praise. You want to get it. The Bible says that God carries us on wings as eagles. Amen. We need the glory of God to carry us above our situation. We do not have problems, glory to God, but God said, I carry you above it. You look down at trouble knocking at your door and it won't even faze you. no conflict in it. Glory to God. There's no conflict in prayer and praying and worship. Glory to God. Amen. Everything is falling in line. You don't even know God is putting things in line. Glory to God. You don't even know He's already out there working, but your praise is your faith that tells the world, God got me. My God in heaven. The enemy don't want us to know that kind of power. That's real power. Glory to God. Philippians 4:6 says, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto the Lord. Open your mouth and talk to the Father. Make your request in prayer and supplication. Go down on your knees and spend time in the presence with God. Abstain from some stuff. Shuffle some stuff. Glory to God for prayer. Colossians 4:2 said, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. My God in heaven. Well, don't look right. The Lord is in charge. Lord, I thank you. I give you praise. I know you already got it worked out. The roof is caving. The Lord is moving. Thank you, Lord, for my new roof. There was a hole in the ceiling. You can see God. Lord, I thank you. And the neighbors say, you know, lost your mind. Ah, because praise put you in a place with God that they don't understand. They can't see you there, but God sees you there. Something about continuing in prayer and watching with thanksgiving, moving from Bronx Street to Blessing Boulevard, when you can praise God even in the fire. Glory to God, amen. See, God will try you in the fire to see if you can see Him in the smoke. See right there. Glory to God, amen. One day I'm going to get a musician that'll keep up with me. Psalm 22:3 says, thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praise of Israel. Inhabit the praise of Israel. Thou art holy. You're holy. You who inhabit the praises of your people. You who come to live within my praises are holy. See, the praises convict you of sin and let you know you got to abstain from something, because praises put you in the presence of God, because the Bible says He inhabits your praises. Glory to God. Amen. Blessed. Glory to God. Amen. Are He who inhabits the praises of Israel, my God, who come to live within my Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. My God, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's that word continually again. My God in heaven, how you doing? They're all blessed by the hands of God. Glory to God, amen. You don't look like it. I ain't what I'm looking like. Glory to God. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm somebody, but I'm higher than that. My God, you want to humble the devil? Stop glorifying God. Huh? My God, you stand up there next to your car by the road and the time all 40 times flat. Somebody come along and say, can I help you? Yes, praise God. Thank you for the help. Thank you, Lord, for seeking the help. They're looking at you like a crazy. God ain't changing his tires. Like, Lord, I thank you for the young man that's changing the tires on my truck. I thank you for the brand new tires that you sent me. Glory to God. See, we got to get above that. But we gotta raise ourselves into a position with God that let other people see that we see the hand of God in everything. We don't want to show God in stuff. There's some stuff that we won't put God in. But God wants you to put Him in everything. How you gonna be a witness to God? You gotta take a text from the Bible and walk around and preach. No man, you can stand in the midst of any situation and give God the glory. That's your witness. That's your message. People hear the message through you, by your actions. Glory to God. And He said, continually be in your mouth. Glory to God. Not, you know, when you hit your finger. Young man was trying to see what the priest was going to say when he hit his finger with a hammer. I said, I'm not be around somebody's preaching if they hit their hands with a hammer. Somebody stop cursing you. Hello? Some of that stuff that's caught, it's not going to be physical or easy. Glory to God. Amen. So I bless the Lord at all times, even when I hit my hand with a hammer. All right. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Let me tell you something. When I that we don't want to hear. In John 15 and 8 says, herein, right now, this is it, that my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, by the fruit of our lips giving thanks unto his name. Here is the glory. If you want people to, God to be glorified, if you want people to know your God, John said, this is how he be glorified. This is how you introduce them to the people. Glory to God. In that glory to God, you do it by the fruit of your lips. Glorify him by the fruit of your lips. Everybody will know about your God by your testimony. Scripture says, Bishop Roswell said, amen, God, the word of our mouth. Amen. Scripture says, we overcame them by the words of our heart, and the blood of the Lamb, the words of our testimony. If you don't ever testify to this about, you're going to always be in that same heart. Glory to God. You ain't got to tell me what you had to stop telling you put in the basement, how high the temperature was, but come to a conclusion that the Lord delivered me from the beams. Hello, somebody. My gosh. And so, glory to God, amen. Moving on in the word of God. Every time we give praise and thanks to the Lord, we bear fruit. Remember Jesus said, a tree that bears not fruit ain't good for nothing. I'm paraphrasing here. Word of God, you don't bear no fruit, he cut it down. What about you? But I don't want the Lord, I don't want the master to cut me down. If I'm a tree, I need to bear some fruit. If I'm connected, amen, to the vine, I need to show some stuff. That should have been a thought. If I'm a tree, I need to bear some fruit. If I'm connected to the vine, I need to show some signs. Somebody write that down. Amen. You need to know your witnesses, man. That's how you need to know what praises do. People, praises. Glory to God. Amen. I have to catch that from the very beginning. Glory to God. Amen. You can't steal my praise. Glory to God. Amen. I keep saying like I used to holler.
Yeah.
my God in heaven, then the, what the Father glorified. We are to sacrifice praises to God. Not only when everything is good, but when nothing is good. Not only when everything is good, but when nothing is good. Not only when everything is good, but we praise Him when nothing is good. Glory to God. When I look around this place and I see and I know the membership in this house and it's an echo in here, glory to God, but I praise Him even in the empty because I know God is up to something. Amen. Glory to God. Even in the midst of it, even then, I know God is good. He's working it out. Amen. Glory to God. So when things are not going right, we still must praise Him in the sacrifice of our pain. When the doctor says it won't work, when the doctor says I've done all I can do, glory to God, you praise and glorify God. Amen. I thank you for what you've done, glory to God, but it ain't over till God says.
Nobody with me ambition.
And sin, we do all kinds of mess and sin. own business. Come on. So we're concerned about what other people think and the house of God, and then we'll walk right by that door and wallow in every kind of sin there is. Throw ourselves in the muck in the mouth. I don't get it. The values of some Christians are so crossed up and so twisted up, amen. It's just so confusing to us, but not to God. I thank him for his mercy. Somebody say, God, I thank you for your mercy. Amen. So the whole thing we're seeing is great by mind. But he also said, do your will, for his will, God. Come on. You should accidentally fall. Amen. But he said in the Hebrew church, if you fall, amen, on purpose, you go out there and do that stuff in purpose, it's just like you kicked on, and I'm paraphrasing here, spit in his face. There's no more salvation for you. Glory to God. Amen. See, when I read them scriptures, I get scared. See, some of y'all think that's a joke. Amen. You have even so much to that. If you believe that, keep it in your heart and ask God to change. But don't speak it out of your mouth. See, this is what Bible says, and it's okay for people to think you are fool. But when you open your mouth, you remove all doubt. They already know you're a fool because you said something stupid. Come on. Keep your mouth closed if you don't understand. Just be quiet and ask God to give you an understanding. Give you a revelation because you curse yourself. I'm speaking the wrong things from your mouth. So when I don't understand something, I just say, hallelujah. Glory to God because that's the thing that God honors. And he gives me understanding. Amen. Glory to God. Psalm 50:23 says, whoso offered praise glorifies me, my God. Not me. The Father. The psalmist wrote, if you offer praise, you give glory to God, not to men. Our praises always glorify God. God is always pleased with our praises. We need to learn to flatter our God. We flatter each other. Because we want her to like us. It probably looked tall from the floor. But yes, you know. And so glorifying, you want to flatter somebody. Flatter your father. And I believe if you praise them enough, they'll get real on the inside. There's some other things. You ain't got no joy. You are. Joy, you always say that. Jump up and get some joy. So you jump up and let the spirit fall on you. And guess what? You done got out of yourself and it's gone. Glory to God. We're going out into the air. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Here we get through so we can go home. Some people come into church backing up. Can't sit still. Squirming in the seat. Moving around. Never opportunity they get when they thinking about looking it back. God knocked that door. And those are spirits. Believe it or not, those are unseen spirits. Don't talk about them. That you send the Holy Ghost with them. If you notice that, you say, Holy Ghost, go with them in the name of Jesus. You say, I say every time, Holy Ghost, go with them in the name of Jesus. Then I get a text on phone call. I got some time again. But I had to do so and so and so and so. Don't talk about them and don't put down from them. But that's the spirit that they need deliverance. Amen? Because you can't sit in the house of God. If you can't sit and hear the word of God, if you can't glorify God in his house, you know that's an unclean spirit. And that's God to deliver you. Because you ought to be comfortable. A Christian ought to be comfortable in the house of God. I can't deal with a Christian that's not comfortable in the house of God. If you're in the presence of the people of God, you ought to be comfortable. I don't care if it's your church or not. If you know the Spirit of God is there, because guess what? If you're a Christian, you brought him in with you. So if you're in the house of God, be comfortable there. It's okay to say hallelujah. It's God's house. That's why you came to glorify him. Amen? So you're comfortable there. Glory to God. So God want a heartfelt praise. Amen. Because from your heart, he's glorifying. Some folks like to say, I praise God from within. God, from my heart. That's okay. The one thing, know this, that praise is within the heart all the time and not allowed is no good. No good for your deliverance, it is no good. Amen. The enemy don't even hear you. You need to be open with the enemy. If he can keep your mouth closed because he knows God loves praises, if he can keep you closed, then you still are from within. Well, what you doing? I was praising God if you were. Like to me, he was off in another language something. And another child. He can't look at you and know you praising God when you say and he knows that you want to open your mouth. Are you too stubborn and stop hard? see that right there for a minute. You mad at somebody in the church, even your pastors. You begin to glorify God, and then you'll find yourself, that'll be gone. Amen. That's a spirit of the devil. Amen. We need to, as Christians, not want to carry around the attributes of the devil in our lives. Amen. We really need to want to be a light, a city that sits on a hill. Glory to God. Amen. A lady, a young lady came to the church. She said, Pastor, I love to hear you preaching. I love the word of God. And Bishop is so fun to preach, and I love to hear them. She don't belong to this. She said, but some people look at you so mean. I said, really? Yeah, some of you speak, they won't say a word over that. So I said, no, don't let the devil trick you. I said, because I don't think so. But most of the people out there are sleeping. Well, I haven't noticed that. But I'll be back sometime. She hasn't been back yet. Well, she must have encountered somebody. Then you say, well, loving
in a prayer.
and I just broke my leg. Stating the obvious. God already knows what's going on. So if you can't think of nothing to pray, just glorify him. Praises destroy the yoke. God promises in the Bible are written for us in their yea and amen to the glory of God. Some people can't glorify God because they have not learned the word of God.
Hallelujah.
They have not learned the scriptures. What I mean by that, you need to learn who this God is. I can preach to you till the cows come home or not. Till the sky turns from blue to green. I can preach to you till not a word come out of my mouth. But except you get in the scriptures of Bible to study to show yourself approved workman who approves according to the purpose. Amen. So that you can rightly divide the word of truth. I could be up there preaching lies to you. They do it all the time.
I said, hey, I'm going to tell you what the word of God says. If your life is any fight with God, you're
going to talk about it. But the Bible says that we need to study ourselves so that we can come familiar with this God. Some people won't even teach in the Old Testament. How in the world are you going to know the God that they're talking about in the New Testament if you don't learn who he is in the Old Testament? Glory to God. In Sunday school, we talk about God and we call him God. We make him a foreigner. We make him so distant from us. He wants us to see him like Jesus when the disciples say, Master, teach us to pray. He said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. He didn't say God, heavenly God, dear God in heaven. He said, say, our Father. When you call him Father, he becomes Father.
All right.
You can't praise him because he's not your father yet. When he becomes your father, when you get in a family, you can glorify your father. Oh, he becomes your mentor. He becomes your idol. He becomes your ideal because he's my dad. God want to have a personal relationship with you as his children. Glory to God, amen. Not as a God that's so distant you can't touch. Jesus made it easy for us to touch him, to go and make a van for me, to kill a fatted calf for me. I can fall down on my knees. I can walk out in the street. I can stand walking out and talk to my father in heaven. He is my daddy. Glory to God. Amen. Get a relationship with him. The Old Testament helped you to know this Father, amen, which is in heaven. Glory to God. You learn his attributes. You learn what he likes and what he don't like. How many kids, especially us girls, amen, we love our daddy, amen, and we can probably get more from him, amen, more than the son can, amen. We can more, you know, come to him. Daddy loves his daughters, and we can kind of get in there out of him. Glory to God, amen. You play up to daddy. Glory to God, amen. You can get what you want, glory to God, as children of God. Amen. So open your mouth, glory to God. Amen, and glorify him. When everything else fails, give him praise. God promises, amen, he made him, amen, just for us, for the children of God. Matthew 18 and 19 says that if two or three of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, and it shall be done unto them of our Father which is in heaven. Love that word, Father. There it is again. Our Father, which is in heaven. Not of our God that sits high and you know, just watching and looking down on him. And some people say, the man upstairs. What man upstairs? Where? First of all, he's not a man. That God said God is a spirit. He's a spirit. Somebody say that God is a spirit. You worship him, you gotta worship him, and he's not the man upstairs. Stop saying that God is a spirit. Ain't nobody upstairs. Go upstairs if you say, don't kiss and see what you can get. Nobody upstairs ever bless you or give you nothing that the Father in heaven is waiting for you to recognize who he is. Don't treat him like he's a distant, a stranger, or a distant cousin. He's not your distant cousin. Hello. But he's your Father. Amen. And he wants us to treat him like he's our Father. Amen. Being in the heavenly is to tell you, when I saw the studying and suffering in the words, glory to God, amen. I was going through something one time many years ago, but I think about 1985, amen, and I was laying up in my bed, amen, glory to God, talking and meditating on the word and just talking to the Father, amen, and all of a sudden, amen, from my bedroom window, I saw words coming in, and the words came in and went in my ear, and they came out of this side of my ear, and for about a month, my ear was so sensitive, I couldn't even stand the loudest, a little bit of sound in my ears that were hurting so bad, but the words were, you have been looking for your Father here on earth, and he said, all you have to do is look up, I am your Father. I've been with you all the time. I have my past. I said, he's like my father. I wasn't raised by my dad. My stepfather raised us and took good care of us until he died in a car accident. And it was my mom after that. So I didn't have a daddy closest. So my past is to me represented my daddy. So I'm looking up to him as my daddy. Going, God, stop me. He said, wait a minute. I am your father. From that I learned, glory to God, amen, who my heavenly Father was, and I started seeking him like I've never seeked him before. I started getting in that word and eating that word in the place. Do you hear what I'm saying? I read that word in the break. I got in and God set me up on a job for 2 years where I could put my Bible in front of me. My Bible stayed on my desk, glory to God, and when I didn't have clients or customers, I was in my Bible. Glory to God, I was eating that word, glory to God, amen, like my life depended on it, because little did I know my life depended on it. It really did depend upon that word. Glory to God, amen. Amen. So praise, glory to God, amen. And about all these things, amen, there's nothing more dignified than praising God. People, amen, want you to think you look funny because you really, really hollering and shouting and glorifying God and because you're dancing and shaking your head, amen. Some people got that dance so good, amen, they don't practice it in the mirror. Glory to God, and they go just when to pick them up and put them down to the beat. They can keep up with the musician, and God ain't nowhere in that. And your shout might just be one that all you do is move like this. Whatever it is, because you're rejoicing now. The power of God is all over you, and you're rejoicing. You don't have that cuteness. You don't have that cuteness. You got something that loses you to the power of God. Why? Because you're really praising him. You're really giving him the glory. My God in heaven. Glory to God. So praising God is dignified and it's not indecent. Amen. It's the lowest you can go in the presence of God before he lifts you up. Why? Because you humbled yourself. Amen. People say he reached down in the muck in the mouth. Yeah, he saved you. That's what he came for. That's the thing that's going to happen anyhow. If you accept Christ, he don't save you out of muck in the mouth. But when you humble yourself and get down low, that you can bow so low to God, that's when he reaches and elevates you. That's what he's waiting for. Not that he just saved you, but he wants you to fight that spirit, that contract within you. He wants you to be broken to the point that you say, Lord, I can do nothing without you. I can walk, I can talk without you. He sees that in your heart, and he reaches down, and he elevates you to the next place. God don't want you in that same level all the time. He wants you to move up. Right. Amen.
Please.
child of God and I open up the refrigerator, I look in there and I don't see nothing. Father, Lord, your child goes to the refrigerator and I just, Father, Daddy, they can't go to the store and get it. Never mind, I don't know how to eat. They already know Daddy. God wants us to see him just like that. He is our Father. And when you begin to do that, great. You want to know the moon pies and little dairy cakes and hot dinner too. But then when you're extra, you got the little stops to give us. Yay! Look what Daddy brought. See, that's where you get your joy. Because God is not running down the street and the little dairy cakes and moon pies over your mind, glory. Now, along with the good food, he's not giving you a little chicken from the top. My God, when you begin to praise and glorify, things start happening in the atmosphere. You want to change the atmosphere where you are? Start glorifying. You let me know what you want to glorify. You let me know what you want to praise. Just stop giving that a praise in the midst of that. You want to do something? You want to praise God. You want to glorify something? Start glorifying. The enemy want to keep you quiet. He know if you keep you quiet, ain't nothing gonna happen to you. He knows right now you got your arm off and you're sick. Glory to God, amen. He don't want to. I'm almost done. Glory to God, amen. There's something, amen, about praising God. Praise is the language. Look at this. Praise is the language of faith and victory. Praise him no matter what happens. God's going to do it. Praise him. Even though it's bleeding all over the top, and it looks like I was looking at it, but it's my victory is in my heart. I can't hold it. Praise him. Amen. Praise will change your atmosphere. Anything that's around you, it'll move your spirit. But every time you pray, God, you know me. He can't hold me. He got to stay down there. But every time you pray, God, you start to elevate. How you start to get higher in his arms. He's not hitting you in the knee there. You stay going higher. God's getting you in the ankle. Yeah.
started getting the praise.
Thank you.
and all the friends into our love. Wave your hand and let it see the empty sky. Yes, you love, 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 as they wonder of it all, you're leaving him. But free the one to bring me to my knees. Oh, I don't know what to do because of you. Not just for all of my disease, that you have done and see for me. You lost the liver. And Lord, I worship you because of who you are. You're all the reason that I need to voice my praise because of who you are. Because of who you are. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.